A word for you from Philippians chapter 3 verse 20. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly await the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. The context of this is the focus on those who are living as enemies of the cross of Christ. Paul says that their end is destruction because their God is their appetite, their belly, as it says in the older King James Version. And then Paul says, but our citizenship is in heaven. The true believer has been saved so that he is a new citizen of a different country. Of course, that doesn't imply that you are so heavenly minded that you're of no earthly use. But because you are heavenly minded, God can use you on this earth. And it's because of the gospel. Jesus Christ came into this world, and we remember it in particular at this time as we move into the Christmas season. We remember how Jesus was born as a baby, completely defenseless from his own power, in that he didn't usurp or take heaven's power to protect himself, although God the Father was protecting him. The Holy Spirit was at work. But Jesus came to be like us, to show us how weak we are. And Jesus took upon himself our very own nature and then took it to the cross. In the context in verse 19, it says there are those who are living as enemies of the cross, because their appetite is their God. But we who are God's citizens, we have been saved, converted, born again, whatever term you choose to use. If you have truly repented, then God has made you a citizen of heaven. Just think how glorious that is. Citizenship is much sought after in this world. To belong to a country, to know that your country protects you, you have all the benefits, health and pension, social benefits, whatever it might be. But this is something far higher than that. We who have been converted have been made citizens of heaven, and the privileges of the Son of God have become our privileges. That's why the Bible also says we have been made to sit in heavenly places with our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you aware of the privileges of heaven that are yours? Or are you living, as it says in verse 18 and 19, like those who make the cross to be their enemy? They don't like to crucify the flesh. Instead, they prefer to live with their own appetites being their God.